In the past week, our beloved president of the United States of Rhodesia has done so many racisms, we don't have time to cover them all.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Donald Trump was given a question last night that was so loaded, it reminded me of an extreme baked potato from Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, that was too much to unpack. But unlike the baked potato, which affects my colon, this question that was asked to Donald Trump has affected all of the internet. It made everybody say, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is a white supremacist. But is he a white supremacist? I'm going to unpack his question, his answer, and provide evidence to show you, the viewer or the listeners, the truth about whether or not Donald Trump is actually in support of white nationalism and the supremacy of the white race. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We've got a lot to unpack. Remember, if you love this show and if you are a truth seeker, please go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code. It's the best way to support this show directly. It helps us out a lot. I love that no matter what censorship comes, no matter where we get deplatformed, that Blaze TV's made it possible to get these videos online. So let's jump into the question that was asked to Donald Trump, and let's unpack it piece by piece.
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
that,
do it?
Well,
I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist.
So, first of all, people are saying that Trump was clearly asked to condemn white supremacy. When Wallace said, do you condemn white supremacy, Trump said, sure. But here's the problem. The question started with the base, the starch, the potato. But it was no Irish, boring, salted, boiled potato type of question. This was straight up Americanized 2 a.m. hangover baked potato that you order and you regret. I mean, first he was asked to condemn white supremacy. Then Wallace tied in militias, which, by the way, are protected by the Constitution. And in many ways, like we've already seen in St. Louis and other places, are not exclusively white. There are black militias. So that was a confusing tie-in. And then he also said, like in Kenosha, which he's referring to good old Kyle Rittenhouse, and the shootings and deaths that happened there, which currently is in trial, and there's no evidence that he is a white supremacist, even though people have pushed it, including the fact that his victims were rioters, and they were also had a criminal history, but they were also white. So, you know, this was a question meant to trap Donald Trump, and he knew that. This is called the disavowal game. And I want to point out this one more time. Listen to this, is that the question wasn't to condemn white supremacy. It was to condemn those who were adding to the violence.
To condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha.
Add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha.
Now, Donald Trump knew. This is to try to get him to say, yes, I agree that Kyle, that militias, that the white supremacists are all the same, when they're not. And he knows that. Any intellectual individual realizes that and understands that completely. But then in the background, let's listen again, Joe Biden keeps throwing in the Proud Boys as white supremacists when there's still no evidence that Proud Boys are white supremacists. And I'm going to explain why, but listen to him try to tie this in there.
You want to call him? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
White supremacists and
who would you like me to condemn?
White Proud supremacists
boys.
And right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by.
And that's what they did. They intentionally tried to get Trump to condemn all of these groups, the Proud Boys, Kyle Rittenhouse, and the militias in Kenosha, as well as militias in general, black militias and white supremacists, as being the issue in the country. When Trump was just saying, when he defers here to talking about the left, he's not failing to condemn white supremacy, as he said earlier, sure. What he's saying is, I'm not going to condemn these groups as being the ones who are adding to the violence, because what you're failing to ask us is, do you, Biden and Trump, both condemn the groups that are starting the violence? It's like condemning somebody who throws a match into a flame. It's like, well, did you add flames to the fire to the flames? Yeah, you did, but why don't we go after the guy who started the arson rather than the person who throws the match in? And Trump knew that the disavowal game never works. Look at how he switches it to the left. And of course, Biden answers with something that absolutely blew my mind.
Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing.
FBI director
this
said
is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what FBI director
Gentlemen,
said.
Well, then, you know what?
No, we're done, sir.
Everybody,
we're moving on to the next. We're moving
on. Bad hits your administration. That's not an idea.
Everybody
Antifa
in your administration tells you the truth has a bad idea.
Can I tell you what?
You have no ideas that are...
Antifa is a dangerous radical group.
All right, gentlemen,
group.
We're now moving on to the Trump and Biden records.
With them. They'll overthrow you.
When a president,
seconds.
I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah, and so Biden says, well, Antifa is an idea, not an organization, which is very similar to Jerry Nadler's quote, which is Antifa is a myth. See, the left has a disavowal game that Antifa, that the far left extremism, that the BLM violence, it doesn't even exist. It's like they won't even acknowledge it. And then they freak out and go, well, Trump, you don't disavow white supremacists, which he just said, sure, at the beginning of the question that he would. And then he couldn't disavow all the groups that he was asked because they tied in militias, Kyle Rittenhouse, which is an open trial and he's a minor and that you can't condemn that as a president yet. And then they also brought in the Proud Boys. And Trump just said, you know, to stand back, stand down to Proud Boys, because Trump can't say that the Proud Boys are evil or white supremacists because Trump works on the basis of facts. But who is saying that the Proud Boys are white supremacists? Let's break this down and show you why Trump is not wrong for not condemning the other groups and why he was unable to answer that question. So number one, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center with ties to George Soros, that is similar to Right Wing Watch Media Matters. These groups are basically far-left propaganda machines that are run to make everybody seem to be an anti-Semite. Because in today's modern world, murdering babies through abortion, okay. Cutting off your pee-pee so you can become a woman, okay. Sexualizing children in a movie, Cuties, okay. Saying mean words or nasty jokes, anti-Semite. Anyway, they say the Proud Boys, established in the midst of the 2016 presidential election by Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes, the Proud Boys are self-described Western chauvinists, still no description of white supremacy, who admittedly deny any connection to the racist alt-right, insisting they are simply a fraternal group spreading anti-political correctness and anti-white guilt agenda. So the SPLC, who's the, some reason has made themselves God, already says that Proud Boys denies being white supremacists. The reason why they deny that is because they're not all white. And so it's people say, well, that's internalized racism. That is absolute BS. Proud Boys are a multiracial organization. I'm not defending them, but they have the right to exist. There's a right to a well-trained militia. What it comes down to is you read this description further from SPLC, and it says, their disavowals of bigotry are belied by their actions. Rank and file, Proud Boys and leaders regularly spout white nationalist memes and maintain affiliations with known extremists. They are known for anti-Muslim and misogynistic rhetoric. Proud Boys have appeared alongside other hate groups at extremist gatherings like Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Always remember that one. Indeed, former Proud Boys member Jason Kessler helped to organize the event. So the way that they say that that Proud Boys are white supremacists is because they have some members have some ties. I want to remind you that Proud Boys is a formal organization, not an idea. And there are people who are inspired by Proud Boys, but they are not formal members. It has a required membership. On top of that, I want to say that their accusations and standards to confirm that this is a white supremacist group is that they share white nationalist memes. What are those memes? Those are anything with Pepe the Frog or clowns. I'm not joking. That's the SPLC for you. Absolute joke. So we already see that he can't condemn the Proud Boys as white supremacists because there isn't the evidence and because he'd be condemning them. Then you look at the Kyle Rittenhouse situation and you know you ask yourself, well, why are we talking about this? Why are they bringing up Kenosha? Well, I was there in Kenosha. I remind you guys, I'm not going to get into that. You can watch my previous episodes, but Kyle Rittenhouse, there's no evidence he was a white supremacist. He was there at the place in Kenosha to defend property from his own admission and to help supporters. I watched him treat people and black supporters and BLM rioters who were hurt. Again, we're not going to get into that. That's another story. Then they asked him to condemn militias. Well, he's not anti-constitution. But let's talk about this then. They say, well, then he didn't condemn white supremacy. Is Donald Trump a white supremacist? Well, remember this quote back in 2017 from the BBC where Trump literally laid out his entire hatred for racists, white supremacists, and the KKK. I mean, does it get any more clear than this?
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America. 2 days ago, a young American woman, Heather Heyer, was tragically killed. Her death fills us with grief, and we send her family our thoughts, our prayers, and our love.
So Trump has overtly condemned white supremacy, white nationalism, the KKK, bigotry, hatred. In fact, in his speech, he essentially also condemns Antifa and Black Lives Matter before they became too big of a threat. Because what he's condemning is people who act upon hatred to cause chaos and to sow violence in the nation, which is actually a message of unity. Now, this is not a pro-Trump channel. I'm not trying to make Trump seem like the best guy, but I think when we have a sitting president, it does our country good to realize that when we're trying to make a narrative make sense that our president is a racist, that we look at the actual evidence and find that in no way do we find that he's actually racist. Now, I know there's a lot of other evidence people can bring up to this, but I also want to remind you that later Wallace brought up the debunked lie that Trump said that some white nationalists and white supremacists are very fine people, which I will clarify and play the original footage. Trump did say there were very fine people on both sides, but as a reminder, unless you've been living under the rock for a while, Trump also said that the white nationalists and white supremacists were not very fine people. Here's the footage.
So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
So we see that Trump has condemned all hatred and violence. He's directly condemned white nationalists, white supremacists. But you might be wondering, can we get a more clear condemnation of the Ku Klux Klan? Well, here it is. From the Hill, Trump has pledged the Platinum Plan, which is this idea to make Juneteenth, this idea of ending slavery, this idea of black people being free as a federal holiday. He wants to provide 3 million new jobs for the black community, 500,000 new black-owned businesses, and also designate the KKK as a terrorist organization. So if Trump has multiple times on camera condemned white supremacy, white nationalism, and even through policy is designating the KKK as a hate group, as a terrorist group. I mean, how much stronger of a case would one need to make to prove that Donald Trump, in fact, is not a racist? He's not a white supremacist. He's a nationalist. He's a pro-countryman, like a lot of these anti-Americans hate. And what they see is they see nationalism and loving your country as loving whiteness only. It's absolutely sad that they will do anything to continue to demonize the white population of this country and make us all seem to be racist. It's disgusting. But I will say that Trump was right in avoiding the question. I do believe that. Because he said, sure, in the beginning, and I'll recap, yes, I'll denounce white supremacy. But then they added a caveat, right? They added a little butter. They said militias, a little sour cream onto the potato, Kenosha shooting, then a little bit of chives, boom, with the Proud Boys. And then there you go, the absolute bacon bits on top, where failing to ask the real question was, what about Antifa? And Trump had to ask that. To Biden. He said it wasn't real. And you know what? It is. This tweet from Andy Ngo. He says, Rose City Antifa is a group, Biden. Antifa Seven Hills is a group, right? Rose City, Antifa Sacramento is a group. Atlanta Anti-Fascist is a group. Youth Libertarian Front is a group. There are many, many Antifa groups and they are violent. What are the mugshots we see every night? Biden, I dedicate my life full time. Right now, I've answered the call to exposing the truth that the far left is starting the violence. I'm there and I've seen it. And I'll cover this more Friday by comparing the Proud Boys rally and the Antifa rally together to show you who are the real violent ones. I just spent the week in Portland and I will let you know what I saw and the truth between the two groups on Friday. But the answer to the question today, is Trump a racist? Is he a white supremacist? By his own admission, no. By his policies, no. And by that loaded baked potato question, it might appear to be to some, but for those who are smart and see the trap, we realize it's all a lie. Anyway, thank you so much again for watching Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. Please continue to remember, if you make it this far in the podcast, it means you love it, hopefully. I always say, if you make it this far and you didn't love it, remember to like rethink your whole schedule and your time, because why would you just waste your time with something you don't like? And if you do like it and you want a free way to support us, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, please, in the links, leave us a 5-star review. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It helps the show out a lot. It really does. Or you can go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive and support us. That allowed you to get these videos earlier than on YouTube and other platforms, but also directly supports the show and keeps the reports coming. Anyway, have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I am signing out.